Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Taekwondo Life Magazine Live. My name is Mark Srianis. I'm your host, third Dan Black Belt, and the editor-in-chief of Taekwondo Life Magazine. Taekwondo Life Magazine is a member of the Believe Sports Network. Do you believe? Believe is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. Before we get into our program too much, I wanted to thank everyone. We have been nominated for the third year in a row as the best podcast on Long Island from Bethpage Federal Credit Union and the Long Island Press. It's really very affirming for me. We haven't done anything. We haven't submitted our name. We got notified that we are in a very prestigious category. It was affirming. Like I said, it is only our third year actually as a podcast, actually 2 years going into the third to be notified that we have enough traction and enough recognition that among the increasing number of podcasts that are out there and that are based in Long Island, that we were nominated as one of a small group listed as the best. So I thank you. If you do choose to vote in that category, it's in the Best of Long Island 2022 contest. We are under the subcategory entertainment and then podcasts and then, of course, Taekwondo Life Magazine. You can bet every day during the voting period, which I think is from October 1st until December 15th. Very easy. You just put in your name or information, and then it self-populates on a daily basis. Whether we win or not, it's nice to be nominated, and we thank you. It is just another thing. Earlier last year, or in the middle of last year, we were nominated, or we actually received the award as one of the 10 best martial arts or 10 martial arts podcasts to watch. And that was very affirming as well. This program is brought to you by Bet Online. Bet Online, as you know, is the number one sports and podcast network for professionals. Bet Online are your online sportsbook experts. Bet Online has been really doing some exciting things. They have had your welcome bonus. Football season is here. Baseball season, as I'm recording this, the Yankees are playing the Red Sox in a heated game for the top spot for the wild card. I know there's things to bet on there. There's tons of things to bet on in terms of football, best defense, top 10 offensive lines, quarterback numbers, quarterback passing numbers, interceptions, anything that you want. There really is a lot of exciting and fun things to do. Bet Online are your online sportsbook experts. Go over there to betonline.ag. And again, if you haven't done this yet, make your first deposit and you'll get a welcome bonus where they have some sort of a matching up to a certain number. Plus, there's a lot of contests and things that are going on over there. Today, I want to talk to you a little bit about upcoming event, a big one. You know, I'm in New York. New York maybe is a little underrepresented in some categories, but we have coming up the New York Open Taekwondo Championships and Korean Cultural Festival. It is one of the biggest Taekwondo events and Korean cultural events in New York. Last year, it was a virtual event. It still went on. Like so many other events in New York, it was virtual. This year, it is live again. We're excited. We're well into more than 10 years of having this event. As I said, it's one of the largest Taekwondo events in New York. In addition to that, it is one of the few events that is more than just an athletic event. It is a Korean cultural festival over the years. There's food, there's Korean music, Korean dance. There is exposure to many elements of Korean culture. And that is something that we are very, very proud to be a part of. That is the brainchild of Grandmasters Y.H. Park, the late great Grandmaster Hyun-hee Park and Kyanwon Park, the New York Open Organizing Committee, now is really being organized by Master Edward Park. And the event has been 2 years ago. I think we had one of the biggest events, over 500 competitors, spectators competing in numbers of different categories. This year, the event will take place again live on Saturday, October 9th at the College of Mount St. Vincent at the Athletic Center there. It will be an all-day event. It'll have world-class sparring, world-class pumse, grassroots sparring, grassroots pumse, board breaking, creative weapons. It will have a demo team competition as well as vendors. I'm sure Dynamics will be there. We will be giving away free copies of Taekwondo Life magazine. There will be food supplied by Davidovich Bakery, the vendor there. There'll be a lot of things going on. It'll be fun. It'll be great to see people. One of the things that I experienced refereeing at the Grand Prix and at the USAT Nationals is, you know, this community is so vibrant and so connected and so fraternal that after not seeing each other for 15 months due to the pandemic, being able to see each other was really a great thing. So there'll be great competition. It is for a great cause. Over the course of the 10 years that I've been involved, more than 10 years that I've been involved with the New York Open, we've given money to, money is raised. It's a philanthropic event as well as a cultural and sports event. Money was raised for free. Money was raised for, I believe, the Girl Scouts of America. Money was raised for victims of domestic violence. Money was raised for the police, widows and orphans funds. And of course, this year, again, will be the Giuliani Bongiovanni scholarship fund. That is a scholarship fund that gives high school students an opportunity to apply. They submit their application, they submit letters of essays and letters of recommendation, and have the opportunity to be considered for a much needed scholarship, which is all, again, comes from the many events that are associated around the New York Open. So the event will take place, as I said. There will be COVID protocols in place, so you can check those out. We are in New York State, which has a lot of COVID protocols, and it takes place on a college campus. So there will be some vaccination requirements. I believe you'll need to have at least one, if you're 13 or older, at least one vaccination proof. They will be checking them at the gate. In addition to that, there will be, for children that are under the vaccination age in New York, you'll be required to have a COVID test within 72 hours, I believe, of the event. That's something, but you can check online at nyopentkd.org. I will link here so you can find out more information. This is, like I said, a great event. It's a great event to be a spectator to participate in as a competitor, a good opportunity to really have a chance to sharpen your skills in pumse, sharpen your skills in sparring in a really great fraternal, fun atmosphere. You find that everything on the website. It is coming up. You can look online on social media to NewYorkOpenTKD.org. And we're hoping to raise a lot of money for this great scholarship fund. And I'm really looking forward to it. Once again, this episode has been brought to you by BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. I want you to head over to BetOnline today. Check out the link from our show description. Head over there, get yourself set up. Next week, we're going to have a great program. We're going to be talking about whether or not Quentin Tarantino was on the money when he talked about Bruce Lee. Was his depiction, was his version, controversial version of Bruce Lee, accurate? So I have a guest for that, and I'm looking forward to that episode. You can check us out. You know, one of the things that I very rarely remember to ask people to do, is to head over to Apple Podcasts if you can, and to write a review and to rate us. It's not as important for me. What's more important to me is to provide value and content to our listeners, and I try to do that, and I welcome your feedback. The reason I ask you to do it is all the algorithms for podcasts show that the more people that rate you, the more people that comment on you on Apple Podcasts, the more SEO exposure that you get, which gives people, when they're searching, a greater opportunity to find Taekwondo Life magazine. And that hopefully gives me the opportunity to share our information. So I want to thank you. The response to last week's episode with Master Catherine Yang was phenomenal. People really reached out and said they were going to buy the book. And that's great. And that's a great way that we can help to support the Taekwondo community and the people that are in it. So my name is Mark Sorianis. On behalf of Taekwondo Life magazine, I thank you. I look forward to seeing you on the mat. And hopefully, if you're at the New York Open Taekwondo Championships, look for me. I'll be head referee over in Ring 3. Come over and say hello. Tell me what you like about the program. Tell me what you don't like about the program. But most importantly, get out there, get involved, and show the world how Taekwondo is changing lives one person at a time. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.